Our Kind of Traitor by John le Carré.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. At 7 o'clock of a Caribbean morning on the island of Antigua, one Peregrine Makepeace, otherwise known as Perry, an all-round amateur athlete of distinction, and until recently tutor in English literature at a distinguished Oxford college, played 3 sets of tennis against a muscular, stiff-backed, bald, brown-eyed Russian man of dignified bearing in his middle 50s, called Dima. How this match came about was quickly the subject of intense examination by British agents, professionally disposed against the workings of chance. Yet the events leading up to it were, on Perry's side, blameless. The dawning of his 30th birthday 3 months previously had triggered a life change in him that had been building up for a year or more without his being aware of it. Seated head in hands at 8 o'clock in the morning in his modest Oxford rooms, after a 7-mile run that had done nothing to ease his sense of calamity, he had searched his soul to know just what the first third of his natural life had achieved, apart from providing him with an excuse for not engaging in the world beyond the city's dreaming spires. Why? To any outward eye, his was the ultimate academic success story. The state-educated son of secondary school teachers arrives in Oxford from London University, laden with academic honours, and takes up a 3-year post awarded him by an ancient, rich, achievement-driven college. His first name, traditionally the property of the English...